bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks.
Welcome in, everyone, on Thursday, March 15, halfway through the month of March already. What a beautiful day it is outside. It looks like the sun is shining, and hopefully it's shining wherever you are, and hopefully it's shining in your life right now. Last week, I talked a lot about the vulnerability and making sure that you're talking about things that usually aren't comfortable or aren't easy to talk about, because that is the connection that we all have that we just don't know we have sometimes. And so putting yourself out there, while it may seem hard and it may seem difficult, is actually going to be better in the long run. I got a lot of feedback based off of last week's podcast, and one of my friends, she texted me, and I think this is probably some of the best feedback I had received, knowing the impact I had on someone, and not just one person, but other people as well. And this is exactly what it is that I want to do. I want people to think and to be able to relate it to their own lives and everything. And this is what she said. It made me laugh. It made me tear up. It made me want to give you a huge hug. Honestly, the best way to start my day. It gave me so much positivity and encouragement with my career and education debacle I've been thinking about. So I hope that last week's podcast was able to have an impact on you, or at least get you kind of thinking. I did also put out a call on Facebook, and I should do it on Instagram as well. But I mean, if you have a story to share, feel free to reach out to me at Trent Speaks on Instagram or TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. This week, I'll be very honest, I didn't have a guest again because I put that call out for guests and didn't have enough time to grab one in for this week's podcast. I do have a guest lined up for next week, and I feel confident that I will have them lined up for the next couple weeks after that. But this week, I just wanted to talk about fear and persistence, because to me, they go hand in hand. And I'll share a couple stories of how both of those have kind of played into my life, and then leave you with a little bit of motivation for this next week. Sound good? All right, hearing no response, I'm just going to assume that you said, yeah, sounds good. If it doesn't sound good, you can just stop listening now. So back in college, my senior year of college, I wanted to go to this study abroad interest meeting. This interest meeting was to go to Thailand, and I knew that really there was going to be no way to go to Thailand. There was going to be no way to make it possible with the costs or anything like that. Even though I really had no information, I kind of just wanted to go to this interest meeting just for fun. So I go to the interest meeting, and by the end of the interest meeting, it wasn't if I was going to Thailand, it was how I was going to Thailand. And sometimes if you really want something in life, you will have the motivation to find a way to make it happen. So for me, I called my mom and said, I am going to Thailand. It's not if, it's how. So I started writing sponsor letters to different local businesses, both in the local area and then places back home, because I was up at school at this point in time. Unfortunately, I only received $100 from all the letters I sent out, but that's $100 more than I had before. And thankfully, as the month progressed on, I was able to find different ways to get enough money to go to Thailand. And Thailand was one of the best experiences of my life. I often joke that it was better than getting engaged to my wife in college. Though, obviously, that was second place to Thailand. And that's something that I've always had that attitude about, is that if you set your mind to something, you can do it. Looking through a memory box last week is how this idea came to me. And of course, I don't have the letter right now. I could go out into the other room, grab the letter, come back and record. But basically what the letter said, it was a letter from my mom when I graduated high school. And in the letter, she had been talking about how a lot of people keep asking her, oh, Trent's going to Northern. Why doesn't he just go to the community college where it's cheaper? Isn't money going to be an issue? And she said something along the lines of, Trent has always done so much here. And whenever Trent wants something, he always finds a way to get it. He always finds a way to figure it out. That was the same message when I was leaving Disney. I always find a way to figure something out and to make something work. And you can have that exact same mentality. If you really want something, all you need to do is set your mind to it and figure out how are you going to do it. Because if you don't have that motivation to actually do something, then maybe it's not as high of a priority as you would like to think that it is. And I'm always willing to talk with this too about you on a one-on-one setting. So feel free to email me or Instagram, direct message me, whatever you want to do. But I just think it's something that we all need to think about is if we have this thing that we want, how much do we actually value it if we're not willing to put in the effort to get it? And I'm guilty of that too, kind of talking about the whole concept of Trent Speaks. There are times where I'm guilty of it as well. I'll want to play video games or just relax instead of trying to work on my talk or to work on just like small little logistical pieces. And I mean, obviously those are sometimes just stress relievers for me or ways to unwind, but I'm not going to progress with Trent Speaks if I don't continue to put the effort into it. And so really, we only have ourselves to blame sometimes for not getting the things we want. There are times too where it's outside of our circumstances, so or outside of our control. For example, getting a job. You can only do so much in terms of preparing your application materials, your resume, cover letter, the interview itself. And then really at that point, it's out of your hands. But you also have to have that same mentality that I did the best I could with what I had or what I was given. And failure isn't a bad thing either. You're never going to know how something could turn out until you try and until you fail. I'm sure you've heard this because this can be cliche to some people depending on how often you've heard this. But Thomas Edison, for example, he didn't just create the light bulb. No, he tried thousands of different ways and then finally figured out a way to create the light bulb. And so you're not always going to succeed on the first try. Sometimes you might, and that's great. But sometimes you might fail 2, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, hundreds of times before you get something right or before you get what you want. And really what the underlying factor there is how much do you want this thing? Because if I try once or twice and I fail and I just give up, did I really want it in the first place? Now, there obviously becomes a point where you need to recognize that it's time to move on. And so that might be a little bit different for everyone depending on what your circumstance is. For example, if I were to try and go out with someone, and obviously not now, I'm married, but hypothetically, so if I was to talk to this girl and want to go out with her, and she says no, okay, well, I might try again at some point. There becomes a point where 10 times is a little bit too much in that situation. So obviously this is situational as well. So keeping that in mind while you're thinking through, all right, what else can I try? Because you don't want to be too overbearing on the situation. So it is all going to be situational as well. But with fear, sometimes you have to take risks as well. That was something that I did leaving Disney, was I didn't want people to see me as a failure. I didn't want people to see me as a quitter. The program I was in was supposed to be a 7-month program or so. I was there for a month and a half. A month and a half out of like 7 months. So, of course, my thought is people are going to see me as a failure. They're going to be like, why did he leave? He didn't even really give it a chance, blah, blah, blah. And one thing I thought of and one thing that was said to me was, you're not a quitter. You gave it a shot. It just wasn't for you. And so it's okay to give it a shot. If it's not for you, it's not for you. The risk I took then was leaving without having another job lined up. And sometimes you have to take those risks, because if you don't take those risks, you don't know how life is going to turn out or what other opportunities would be available to you. Last week, I talked about my battle with mental health and how I don't regret anything. I don't regret finding help. I don't regret all the things that I've been through in life, because they've shaped me and made me who I am today through these different experiences and everything. And you could also say that with failure or taking risks. These are the things that are going to shape you, and they're also the things that are going to help you learn of what does or what doesn't work and what you should or shouldn't do for the next time. So I want to leave you today with a quote by Denzel Washington. If you don't know who he is, he's an actor. Great actor. Great, great actor. Remember the Titans. And he has a quote on taking risks. Denzel has this to say. I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Fall forward. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks. You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. There is no doubt about that. Never be discouraged. Never hold back. Give everything you've got. And when you fall throughout life, fall forward.